guards. Seize them. There's no way you'll escape now. You're too sleepy for that. Now, we can't have you running away, so I'm going to put this blindfold on you while I take you to my new and improved dungeon. I don't want you knowing where you're going. Well, not until you're ready to obey. All right, guards, let's go. I'm so sorry that I have to do this. It's just I can't have you escaping. Well, not until I've built my pool exactly where your village used to be. But soon you won't worry about any of that nonsense. All that will be left in that pretty little head of yours will be obedience and servitude, and going through with my every whim. And you will love it. It'll be your honor to serve me, your queen. Now, do you excuse the mess in the dungeon? The guards haven't quite finished cleaning up after the last experiment went wrong down there. Oh, now don't be worried. It's not often I have somebody escape my clutches so violently. This was the first one. You see, I've been working on this dungeon for the last 6 months, prepping it, priming it, getting it ready to take peasants like yourself and mold you, remake you in the image that I want, that I need for my staff. It's much cheaper than hiring somebody new anyway. All the training is inbuilt, conditioned delicately into their minds. And then all I have to do is snap my fingers and they come running, beckoning to me, groveling before me, with just a wave of my hand and a well-placed glance. Now, guards, you may remove the blindfold. We're here. What do you think of my dungeon, peasant? Soon, this will become your home. Well, while your training is being conducted anyway.
Guards, chain them to the wall.
I want to watch them squirm. You see, I used to conduct these experiments in a more comfortable position, but I quite like watching all your resistance drain out of your body as you grow weak and collapse to the floor, and the chains just hold you there. Hanging up with your arms above your head like that. There we go. Nice and tight. I don't want you getting away. And not that you will. These cuffs are expertly designed. I have a blacksmith very well conditioned in the armory out back. And he's very, very good at what he does. You can see now. Try to struggle. Try to squirm. Please, amuse me. Well, you are entertaining. Now, I wouldn't try to waste all your strength just yet. I'd save a little bit of it for the real game that we're going to play. You see, while you're trapped here, chained to the wall like that, I'm going to break you. I'm going to break your mind and your body. And you're going to love every single second of it. Now, before I do, I'd like to personally inspect you, just to make sure that you're going to be right for the jobs that I have you signed up for. You see, whenever I take a new slave on, I like to already imagine where they'll fit in my kingdom before I do so. And well, during our little conversation, where you and I got to know each other a little bit better, my mind was reeling with thoughts. I'm not going to tell you what they are, of course. I couldn't possibly divulge my plans at this stage. But I guess you'll find out soon enough. Now, I'm just going to look upon you. I can see. You're fairly well built for a peasant. A lot of them are quite lean from the starvation, but you've survived quite well. Yes. I think you'll do quite nicely. Oh, I love the way you shiver when I caress you like that. I'm sure we can improve upon that little thing. Now, guards, you may be dismissed. Leave us. This is for their eyes only. Good. I didn't want them getting in the way of what I'm about to do to you. You see, this is for your eyes only. This little chat is for you, and you alone. And I don't want any interferences. I take my training of new slaves very, very seriously, and you are in for a treat. You see, I don't normally do this, but I would like to train you to be my main slave. That means you'll do what I say, when I say it, every time I say it. Always. You'll kneel beside me, beside my throne, on display as a perfect pet, as a token of your servitude to me. You will receive a glowing, shining, gold and jewel encrusted collar. And frankly, you should be honored that you're even getting considered for this position. Most of my slaves would do anything to have it. But yet, I've been waiting for you. You, peasant, have such gusto, such spark, that I want to take all of that and drain it away from you. Now, I have many ways I could do this. Potions and spells and all that malarkey. What I really like to do is start off slow and gentle, telling you a few key tidbits of information that you need to know now, and then watching you struggle and strain against your bonds, tiring yourself out helplessly till there's nothing left for you to do but collapse in a heap of your own exhaustion. At that point, I take full advantage of the fact that you are utterly exhausted. And already I can see the cogs turning in your mind, thinking of ways you could escape. The chains are so heavy on your wrists and your ankles. Why don't you try struggling again? Come on, struggle for me. Pull at those chains. Feel how helpless you are. Feel how bound you are to the wall. Oh, I do love the sounds of the chains rattling, the little gasps and moans as you struggle under the weight of those heavy chains. Already, you're feeling so helpless. Here, let me help you. Let me glide my hand over your cheek just like that. Feel how warm my touch is, my caress so gentle, my hand so soft and supple. And that attention just sends shockwaves through your entire body, doesn't it? Don't hide from me, I can see it. I can see you right there, starting to crumble under my will and my whims. And we haven't even completed your conditioning yet. We have so much more to do. You see, I'm going to cast my spell over your mind now, because I've been waiting to do this since I first locked eyes on you. But I really had to be sure that you were the one that I wanted. And now that I know, now's the time. And while you're there, stuck helpless, wriggling and struggling under your bonds, you can just listen to me, because there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else here but you and me in this cold, dark dungeon. And you can hear me so clearly echoing into your ears as I lean in close and whisper the words that your mind needs to hear. I know your mind wants to be taken away. You see the fire, the passion that I saw in you tells me something about you. Tells me that deep down inside, you are intensely submissive. You have all that strength, that vivaciousness during the day. But at night, you long to be held in the warm embrace of submission. Completely controlled by somebody with the strength to do so. In fact, you find yourself so lucky to be here, getting controlled like this, getting taught to obey like this. And already, your mind starts reeling. It starts getting confused and dizzy, and that's okay. Allow those feelings to take over you, to take hold of you just like that. And of course, the more you welcome those feelings into your mind, the more they start to creep over your senses. I wonder whether your mind will succumb or if your body will succumb first. You're already growing so tired and weak and helpless from being chained up like that. I'm sure you'd give anything for me to just unshackle you so you could relax a little bit better. Wouldn't you? And of course, as your mind thinks back to the sleepy spell, the sleepy potion I gave you just moments before in my chambers, your mind starts to think about it. And the more it starts to think about it, the more the effects of that potion start seeping through your mind once again. You start feeling the effects as you succumb, as you find yourself relaxing, relaxing. Your willpower starting to crumble. But of course then, the more you start to think about that, the more you start to resist again. But you see, the funny thing with resisting is eventually you run out of steam. And I wonder when that will be. Maybe it'll be in the next 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, a single minute. Mere seconds. As you start to muster the willpower and struggle again and again and again, but you and I know the resistance is futile at this point. The chains are just too strong. My words are just too strong. My control is just too strong. And you love to listen to the words that I weave through your head, painting delicate pictures of your submission, deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind. But it makes you feel good. It makes you feel controlled. And it feels good to be controlled, doesn't it? Yes. And you want to say yes to me. You want to say yes to all my whims. To everything that I say, you want to agree with me so much. Because you know that when you finally give in and agree with me, that I will have won. And you can accept your defeat so graciously by becoming my slave. But it's not all bad being a slave now, is it? In fact, if you think about it, being a slave is one of the best jobs in the world. All you have to do is everything you're told. You don't have to think about it because you just do it. And the rest of the day you stay kneeling beside my throne on a delicate velvet cushion, making sure that you're comfortable. The heavy, gold, and gem-encrusted collar wrapped around your neck is such an honor to wear. Can you imagine yourself wearing it, beaming with pride as the whole court acknowledges your servitude to me, your queen, your ruler, your mistress, and your owner? Could you imagine such a thing? Well, of course you can, because soon it will be your reality. As those pictures start to form in your mind, your body starts relaxing. Your mind starts to succumb to me more and more into sleepy, helpless submission. And you start to reel. Your mind starts to drift. You start to sink. Your eyes grow so heavy, droopy, drowsy. Your body becomes so relaxed. All the resistance, all the tension starts to leak out. And of course, any ounce of resistance you think you had, you just start to just resist as much as you can. And it just leaks away, leaks away, leaks away. Everything you thought you knew fades away as you lose track and sink and drift into darkness. And here, my slave, drink this potion. As I place it to your lips, you can just feel the cool liquid sliding down your throat. It feels so nice, so comforting, so soothing and relaxing. As the liquid slides down, as you start to immediately feel the effects of the potion I've just drugged you with. This potion is a potion of pure submission and obedience. And as it trickles through you, it changes you. Your mind starts thinking, I must obey my queen. I must obey my queen. I must obey my queen. As already your mind starts reeling, sinking, dropping, drifting down into that place of deep submission and obedience. That's right. That's right. And of course, if I give you a command, or if I tell you something, you will respond with, yes, my queen. Do you understand? Very good. And now, my slave, I'm going to unshackle you from the wall. There we go. And you can just sink down onto your knees. Down onto your knees, just like that. There we go. And of course, you won't feel tired when you kneel like this, because kneeling is such a comfortable position to be in. Your body feels so comfortable kneeling like that. In fact, every time you kneel for me, your queen, you feel so relaxed, so calm, and so happy just to be allowed to kneel before me, because you know how lucky and special you are to even have the chance, don't you, my pet? Very good. Very, very good. And you feel so good. Your mind feels so obedient. Your thoughts are so far away. Your head is so full of my words. My control. Nothing else matters but my words and my control. Say it. Nothing else matters but your words and your control, my queen. Go. Excellent. You see, you feel better already, don't you, slave? And every single time I call you slave, you just feel a wonderful wave of relaxation and submission trickling through your body, making you feel so very, very good, don't you, slave? Excellent. And now, my slave, you can do something for me, a special task to show me of your servitude before I give you this golden collar. You see, you need to earn your golden collar by doing something for me. A special little task. Yes, what you're going to do, slave, is you're going to repeat out loud where I can hear you. I love serving you, my queen. I'll do anything to please you. I am your slave. Ready? Go. Very good, slave. Now say it again. Do you know what, slave? In fact, you can just keep repeating that until I tell you to stop. Do you understand? Nod yes for me. Nod yes because your mouth is so already preoccupied saying that mantra. Now stop nodding and keep repeating. Thank you. You are a very good slave, I can already tell. And of course, you're so focused on repeating your mantra that these words just drift deep down into your subconscious mind, barely noticed by your conscious mind. Because your conscious mind is so busy and preoccupied with other things, that that's okay. This can be our little secret, mine and your subconscious mind. You see, while I'm talking to you right now, you can just feel the obedience welling up inside you. You can feel the submission taking hold of you, feeling my power caressing every single part of your mind and dropping you so far deep down into servitude for me. And already you can imagine your life with me and how good it will feel to be in my grasp like this, more and more and more. But you see, slave, I'm going to keep a little part of you back to your former self, just for my own amusement every so often. That's right, every so often I'll bring it out, just to watch the fear and panic in your eyes. Because I enjoy it, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, slave, while you repeat your mantra, you can just find yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper down. That's right. That's right. Such a good slave. And now I have you right where I want you, mindlessly obeying and repeating those mantras, getting them nice and conditioned into your mind. Well, I thought that I might have a bit of fun with you. You see, what I love about my slaves is I can do whatever I want with them. And what I like to do is show them just how good it feels to obey me, to do everything that I say. So while you repeat your mantra, I'm going to give you some other things to say. And while I do that, you're going to do something for me. You're going to pleasure yourself. So, start touching yourself. Go on, slave, do it. Do it because I say so. Do it because I command you to. And while you do, you can imagine all the things that I might do to you when I finally have you right in the palm of my hand. And already, your mind is so empty from the mantras, but as you masturbate, as you pleasure yourself, you feel a new type of pleasure starting to overwhelm your mind. This is the pleasure that comes with deep submission, with deep obedience. And of course, I can bring you this pleasure. In fact, every single time I say the word pleasure, you find yourself feeling a tingle of arousal spurring you on more and more and more, making you feel helpless, making you feel controlled, making you feel so very submissive. But you love it, don't you, slave? Not for me, yes. Good slave. You're a very good and obedient slave, pleasuring yourself for me. playing with yourself in front of me. And in fact, I bet that turns you on even more, doesn't it? Knowing that I am watching you. That I am watching you pleasure yourself. That you're doing this in my honor. That you're doing this for me because I said so. And that makes it so much nicer, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And of course, you can stop saying your mantra now. You see, instead you're going to say, I obey you, my queen. I love to be at your command. Good. And keep saying it. Keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it, as you focus on the pleasure, pleasure, pleasure building, and building and building and building within you, making you feel so good, making you feel so submissive, so helpless, but you love it, don't you, my slave? Nod yes for me. Good, now stop. And while you masturbate, you start feeling how good it feels to touch yourself for me. Just like that, your conscious mind is reeling from all the pleasure that's starting to overwhelm you. It's starting to overwhelm your mind and your body. But of course, you'll do anything to make me happy. So as you pleasure yourself, you're not quite sure whether or not you're doing it to be able to orgasm or not. Because of course I haven't told you yet, have I? And of course, slave, I'm going to keep you guessing. I can't just tell you right now. So pleasure yourself. Focus on what I've told you to do and don't think of anything else but the mantras, but the pleasure. Building and building and building as my eyes watch you, as you feel yourself putting on a show for me. Yes. Pleasure yourself like you mean it, slave. Pleasure yourself for me. Put on a show. Become my little performing puppet, my court jester, pleasuring themselves for me, for my amusement. And I bet you'd love for me to wrap my hands around you and touch all of those delicate places you long to be touched. So much, wouldn't you, slave? You love me to rub my hands up and down your body, caressing you, touching you, giving you everything you've ever wanted. Isn't that right, slave? But you don't get that luxury. Not yet. Not until you've earned it. And you earn it by being my little puppet, my slave, helplessly obeying as you masturbate for me. That's right, that's right, that's right. And slave, I haven't told you yet, but, well, I haven't yet decided whether or not I'm going to let you come. I don't know if you deserve orgasm. You know what? Stop repeating your mantra. That's right. Stop repeating your mantra because I want to see you putting on a show. I want to hear you moan. I want to see you squirm. I want to see all the pleasure that I'm causing you to feel right this second, swelling up inside you. And slave, I want you to beg me not to let you come. I don't care if you want to come. I don't care if you need to come. You're going to beg me not to let you come because you want me to keep you in denial, denying you from your orgasm because it makes your training that much better. Doesn't it, slave? Nod yes for me. Good, now stop. So beg me. Beg me to deny you, like a good little slave. Tell me how you don't want to come. You don't want to lose that pleasure. You want to keep it building and building and building. That's right. You don't want to come this time, do you? No, you don't want to come. Oh, wouldn't it be mean of you to make you come? But I'm not going to. No, you're going to stay denied. Denied. Denied of coming. And even that word denied, it makes you so close. I can feel it. I can feel the anticipation rising within you. But you don't get to come. I'll stop begging, slave. I've decided you won't come. But the pleasure keeps building and building and building and building and building. Building and building and building within you. Oh, and it feels so good. Now stop touching yourself, slave. Stop touching. But just because you stop touching doesn't mean the pleasure stops, because the pleasure just sits there. Just waiting for you. Waiting for you to wake up. Because slave, when I wake you up and I finally bring you back to yourself, you're going to feel all the pleasure. All the pleasure that you feel right now, it's going to hit you. It's going to overwhelm you. And it's going to make you feel so desperate. So aroused. And it's going to be a reminder of how very obedient and submissive you were right in this moment. Do you understand, slave? Good. Very, very good. Now relax. Let the pleasure overwhelm you. Let it ride there. Let it seethe there. Let it simmer and boil under the surface right there as I wake you up. That's right. Now, my slave, in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, and back to yourself before any of this began. And you're going to remember all of it. Every moment, every second, every breath, every single thing that I told you, you'll remember it. And you will remember it. For next time. That's right. That's right. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3. That's right. Energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6. Feeling coming back to yourself with 7, 8, 9 on the next number. Wide awake with 10. Wide awake. Oh, my dear slave. The look upon your face is priceless. Priceless. I can see you're still thinking over some of these feelings that I made you feel. I can tell. But there's no reproof for you, unfortunately. Guards, take them to their cell and make sure it's a nice, comfortable one. I want my personal slave to be kept in only the finest of quarters, do you understand? Good. Now chain them up and drag them down there. I've got to keep you, my prized possession, locked away. Tight under lock and key, because I can't have anyone else taking you away from me. Or have you escaping. But you're going to love your cell. I just know you are. Now I've got some errands to attend to, but I'll see you later, my slave.